All right, let's open up these precious Bibles tonight. Praise God for the most precious word. Hallelujah. Going back to Genesis chapter 24. And the 33rd verse where we kind of left off last week. And it said, "And there was set meat before him to eat." So again, that servant, the family of Rebekah had put out that food for him. They were going to take care of him, weren't they? Have a sweet thought. "And there was set meat before him to eat, but he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And praise be to God." Laban said, "Speak on." Is that your life? I pray it's our life. Holy Ghost, just speak on. Praise be to God. Isn't that wonderful? I love the word, and it's not me, it's Christ in me. Praise his name. Now I pray, brothers and sisters, truly, as we get back into this tonight, that our hearts, it's time for them to burst. It really is. And I'm thankful to God as he's causing us. And it's not, I hope you understand, it's not human emotion. There's enough of that. But I'm talking about godly passion. I'm talking about truly the emotions of the Holy Ghost in our lives that cause us to be, as Brother Hill used to say, it's like the tea kettle on the stove. You know, it keeps boiling and boiling. I'll tell you, it just has to sing and spill over after a while. But I was just so enamored this week how his thoughts toward me, they just gush forth. And they gush forth in the Word of God. There's nothing like them as you read the Word of God, because he wrote this so specially and specifically and lived this. This is him. This is Christ for you. I pray you know this. And this word, praise his name, is working effectually again in us that believe. But I have been meditating on that 33rd verse and that precious word, the errand, the proposal, and the urgency and the necessity. The Holy Ghost wasn't about anything else. It's not about anything else at this age. Honestly, brothers and sisters, this is the age, the searching for the goodly pearl. This is the age for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, I am so thankful that in accordance with that, people must be saved. Hallelujah. As Jesus Christ said, "I would that all men be saved." The Word of God says that to us. And that all men would come to a full knowledge of the truth. But this is the bridal proposal, this errand that he speaks of. And this is coming out to the bride, the Lamb's wife. And as I read this, and as we have been rejoicing in this, I thank God for the detail. I mean, brothers and sisters, I pray this is blowing us away beyond. To think of the detail even in the names of these wonderful brethren and sisters in the Lord. Every name has such meaning. Every word has such depth. It's not just thrown together in any mishmash. This is a perfect, it's the only perfect thing there is. It's beyond perfection. It's the Word of God. And I'm so thankful that the Lord is striking this into our heart. And if we would just allow him to enlighten the eyes of our understanding, oh my goodness, what a joy unspeakable and full of glory our life will be. Will be. It's a guarantee, praise God, when you look upon his face, the very glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. How could you not be joy unspeakable and full of glory? Hallelujah. But I thank him so much again for the perfection. Line upon line. And then the Lord encouraged me so many verses, but let's go over to Romans 8. Very familiar portion of scripture here in verse 29. It says, "For whom he did foreknow." Now I'm speaking of you. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. "For whom he did foreknow," that's you. "He also did predestinate to be conformed." And that word conformed means the same. To be conformed, the same, to the image of his Son. "That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover," here's the real purpose of it, Whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. To honor, to clothe with splendor. That is what his eternal purpose, praise God, is for you. This is what he sees. This is the purpose. This is this errand. This is this message. This is this proposal. This is the Holy Ghost as he speaks to us. His thoughts, praise God, are more than the sands of the sea. So as we get back to Genesis 24, and as we begin reading from verse 33, I encourage you, let this message captivate you. Just sit back. Let him sing it to you. Let him just, play that precious strumming across your heart. I love you. And I'll tell you how much I love you. And I'm excited about this because, brothers and sisters, this is the message. In verse 41, in a way I can't wait till we get there tonight, he's going to tell us it's the right way message. It's the right way message. This is something so beyond. It's so magnificent. And as we're going to read tonight, he's going to retell the message again. And it's quite lengthy. It's quite a few verses, but he's going to go back and retell the story again. See, this bridal proposal into the unsearchable riches of Christ needs to be made known. We need to preach the whole counsel of God. As Brother Paul said, I have withheld nothing from you. This is the purpose of the ages. We need to quit thinking of what we need to do and what somebody else is going to receive and start preaching the gospel of Christ. God has taught me that from this pulpit. It doesn't matter. Sometimes I'll be thinking, well, why, Lord? And my goodness, about that time, thank God, he shuts me up. Are they ready for that? My goodness, why would I even ask? Lord, help me. Help my unbelief. Just preach the word, son. I'll give you the utterance. You preach that word. So this master's son, brothers and sisters, is rich beyond that we've been reading about. But you know what? He's not complete. He's not. The kingdom's not complete, praise God. The throne cannot and will not be handed over until he has his wife. How majestic, how incredible. And again, the wife that will receive all the things of the master and share jointly with everything that is of the master's son. And all things are his. And praise be to God as he made it known to Esther, that king, honey, it's all yours. Praise the Lord. Now let's begin reading from verse 33. And there was set meat before him to eat, but he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And he said, speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son. Oh, what grace is brought to us, to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. See, that bride is not coming out of unbelievers. Nope. But thou shalt go unto my father's house. The bride's coming out of the believers. And to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with thee, and prosper thy way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred, and of my father's house. And I love how he brings that out, my kindred, my people. It's coming out of my people, praise God, my bloodline, hallelujah. Then shalt thou be clear from this oath, when thou comest to my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well and said, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water. Isn't that precious? I stand right there. And see, the Holy Ghost always stands right there. It's the Word, Jesus, the well. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she say to me, both drink thou, and I will draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder. And she went down into the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, oh, I'm the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, from Milcah, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed my head and I worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me to the in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. Hallelujah. And now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee good or bad. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard the words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. My goodness. Just keeps getting better. Hallelujah. How incredible. The Holy Ghost, he's got all the wealth that's with him. Everything that was given from the Father, which he gave him everything to the Son, he has. And he's ready to bestow it all upon the bride. And as we go here, how magnificent there in verse 40, as it says, the angel that is with thee will prosper it. Did you remember, and we have a little bit of time, but do you remember on, I think it was even Sunday morning, we read that precious verse in 55th chapter of Isaiah, verse 11. It says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Whom he foreknew, he also did predestinate. Do we really realize what's upon us, brothers and sisters? My goodness. This wasn't some luck of the draw. This is purpose. This is the eternal purpose of God. He saw. Hallelujah. He knew. And praise God, he sent. And how specific that word, by God's grace, if we will allow it, we are vessels prepared afore unto glory. Let it happen. Let it come forth. Don't let this time pass you by. You will be sad you did. It'll be the biggest sorrow to your life. It'll be a sorrow that will have tears in your eyes till you see Jesus. They will be wiped away. The sorrow will never be again. But my goodness, oh, the joy that could have been. Know this. Know it. Oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters. We're about to see him. And praise be to God, we'll be like him. Now this messenger, hallelujah, he gave out this precious truth. And I'm so thankful that we see that there is an angel that God sends with him. That he says, I will give the increase and there will be success. And I hope that encourages our lives to plant and to water. And that it is God that gives the increase. Trust God. When you give out the word of God, trust God. You're not going to get the result. It's the Lord that's going to do it. We, by God's grace, are vessels, and I pray that we're adding to the usefulness of the husband, just like a real vessel should. But remember, it's all of him. And we're so thankful here because he says, you'll take a wife for my son out of my people, out of my kindred. And even more specific, as it says here in back in the 24th chapter in verse 40, he says, you're going to take that wife out of my father's house. And this is really drilling down here. If you recall, Abraham's father was Terah. And it's so precious again. Terah's name means to give breath. To give breath. And I think about, again, this is Father God, the giver of life. This is the giver of breath. Hallelujah. He has appointed it all. It's all from him. It's all his plan. It's all his purpose. It's all his provision. Praise God. It's all his power. And he's given it all. Because this is the purpose, is for his son to bring many sons to glory. And praise God, in that many sons to glory, I'm so thankful to find a wife, a goodly pearl, the true worshiper that worships him in spirit and in truth. And he has appointed it all. Hallelujah. And it is a grand appointment, brothers and sisters. And I pray to God that we see right now and know that this appointment is going on right now. Right now. And if you want it, it's for you. It's right there. Praise be to God. I'm grateful for him. We know that, again, he is the one that when he comes into our life, we are righteous and holy forever and never to be any more righteous or holy. Just grow up in it. Grow up in it and appreciate it. Again, going back to Galatians 4:1, when you're born of the king, you're a little lord of all. But if you do not grow up and understand and know what is yours, what's your birthright, your enjoyment of it all will be nothing more than a servant. How beautifully and simply clear it is. But it's all there. You have been blessed. You are blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Your life, no matter how messed up you think it is, it's blessed. It is blessed. It's perfect. God has you in the perfect way to get a hold of your life. And not just to get a hold of your life for salvation. Praise God. I pray that that's happened to everyone here tonight. But get a hold of your life to rule and to reign with him jointly in the midst of the throne. That's you. That's you. Now know it. Embrace it. Take it. Be a mighty man of God. As Paul learned to embrace the infirmity, and he says, I glory in mine infirmities. For it's then and only then that the power of Christ rests upon me. Oh, yes, you know that has to be God, because you would never hear that from man. Thank you, Jesus. In verse 44, he says, and she say to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And boy, do words mean things. Praise be to God, appointed out for my master's son. A vessel set aside for the master's use. Here it is. Aren't you glad? See, he's kind of got you alone and you came unto him just like this precious one did. She came unto him. She came to the well. And when she came to the well, it was out from among the camp, wasn't it? Praise be to God. And I'll tell you what, you keep going out from among the camp, and there'll be an out resurrection rating for you too. You just don't realize how out of sight this thing really is. Praise God. You're hidden away in him. And that precious rib, you're finding out more and more every day what an alien you really are here. Don't fit in. It's okay. Now you seek peace with men as much as lies within you. Don't you try to be ornery. There'll be enough trial. You don't need to add them unnecessarily. Praise God. Let him do it. But we're so thankful. Perfect timing every time. All the before ordained good works to walk therein. And I think about how God does that. Sometimes as we start to see truth and we start to really just revel in the things of God and rejoice, and it's so wonderful. But it's going to be on God's timing. You know what I'm saying? You might see something. God might show you something. But to where it really becomes yours, he sometimes have you wait. Amen? Yeah. I'm thankful that his timing is so perfect. But it's all laid out for her. And you'll notice here, all she has to do is allow it, to let these things be performed in her life. Again, the foreknew, predestinated. It's all there. Again, all the spiritual heavens in Christ are coming forth in her life. And the Father and the Holy Ghost are here orchestrating all of it. And then in 45, you'll notice here, and before I had done speaking in mine heart, behold, Rebecca. And I just love that. See, she is the desire of the Holy Ghost's heart. She is. This is everything that he is searching for and looking for, and praise God, he will develop in her. He sees all of that potential. He's excited about that precious life because it's the word of God. I would that all men be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. This is the type of that one that says, Lord, I want it. Lord, praise God, I've shown up. I don't know what to do, but praise God, there's nothing to do but let you do it. Amen? Praise God. She was just emptied. She's sitting there with an empty pitcher. She's an emptied vessel before him. Fill me up. You got to fill me up at the well. And then, praise God, I can be useful. Then I can do some watering. Hallelujah. But it's all you. Thanks be to God. And I didn't come down here for that purpose. I just, again, I showed up. And oh my goodness, all the wonderful things that, Lord, you have for my life. You'll bring the ones into my life. You'll allow that water to flow in and flow out. Praise be to God. But it's you. It's all of you. And I, again, thank him for this precious promise. But see, this heart of the Holy Ghost, before he's been praying, done praying in his heart, his sole purpose, I am just enamored with it. And I pray to God that we really listen to these words. Here she is. Behold, she appeared. And I think how Christ-like that is. Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold. He is our glory. And praise be to God, if we'll let him, she is his glory. The woman is the glory of man. It's all throughout this precious word. To glory means to honor. We just read that, brothers and sisters. To clothe with splendor. When you allow Christ to grow up into you in all things, let me tell you something. You will be clothed with splendor. You will be like him. You'll be like one of those that were walking the Apostle John around in heaven, that the guy kept falling down and worshiping him. Get up. I'm just like you. As Brother Paul said, oh, I glory in that man. That man, that's the man I hope to be. Because that's the man that's filled and full with Christ in you. The hope of glory. Praise God, I think we're getting it. See how excited we can be? See how thankful we can be that it is, it's all Jesus and what he wants done in our lives. Oh, the transformation of the sons of God. How wonderful. But behold, he says here, take note, this is something special, her beauty. And praise God, how beautiful she was with that pitcher on her shoulder. See, the only care that she was carrying was the care for the Word of God. Isn't that wonderful? Her only fellowship that she wanted, the type of that, was for that water. She wanted that water for her life. And it wasn't anything that she could bring to the well. Again, an emptied vessel. Only the well can fill me up. Praise God. listen to these things. Hallelujah. God, help us to open our hearts, Lord Jesus, to want this precious message in our life, the simplicity of the gospel of Christ, that truly we are his workmanship. Now, the Holy Ghost, or this servant here, so thankful to God, he requested a little drink, but God supplied this sister with a pitcher. And praise the Lord fulfills it all and more. Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Lord, when I first saw you were just great, and all I wanted was salvation. My goodness, what's become of me? Hallelujah. Christ in you, son, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. All right. Now, the Lord, again, did it all. Her spiritual genetics, they're absolutely perfect. Verse 47, we rejoice that Bethuel, the house of God, we rejoiced in that precious Nahor, that desire, the panting for the things of God. That was part of her genetic makeup. And then we saw again Milcah, the queen, hallelujah, that ruling and reigning, that part of her genetic makeup. Now, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. That's nothing born of you because you had a dad or mom that sat in this church. You understand that? That's because you're born of the King. Hallelujah. You're born of God. Thank you, Jesus. You're a child of the King. You've got all that DNA. You've got the DNA that is blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Now grow up into it. You got it all. There it is. Hallelujah. It is all supplied. And there's no coincidence in this. She is the one. As it says, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou, honey, you excel them all. Song of Solomon, in chapter 6, verse 9. It says there, my dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. Listen to this. She's the only one. That's how captivating. She is the choice one of her that bare her. The daughters saw her and blessed her. Yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. I'm going to make known to all that I have loved thee. And come down and worship before thy feet. That's who she is. Take the grace to believe that God is calling you to that place. It's all there for you. Oh my goodness, how this encourages the heart of the Godhead. Praise his name. There she is, there she is. Now, she receives the engagement ring. I say that to people. Well, what do you mean an engagement ring? Well, the earring, the bracelets. Isn't that wonderful? See, that was the type back then, and that's what they had back then, is that was the sign that that young woman had been betrothed to a man. She lets him take her captive for the master's son. See, when you put on bracelets, you do this when somebody puts on bracelets. Cuff me. Cuff me. Come on. You willing? You a prisoner of Jesus Christ? That's something to say. It came out of a sweet brother, and his name was Paul. Now let me tell you something. When that happens, you know. You suffer with me, you'll reign with me. Huh? But you know what? Those sufferings, those aren't even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. Oh, it's a far more exceeding eternal way to glory. Hmm? Oh, I understand it's not joyous for the moment. I'm still cognizant of all that. I understand what pain is. It hurts. But praise be to God, we got a pain that hurts so good. That's the truth. If you look at the eyes of the forever, it's perfect. He's weaving it into you, honeys. Praise be to God. It's coming like a freight train. Hallelujah. All right. So, as this goes on so sweetly, the servant worships. just worships. And I think, do you thank God for the success in the saints? Boy, we need to have hearts like that. I can't tell you how my heart is rejoicing right now for Christ in you and growing in you. I pray you know, and again, this is all glory to God. It's the greatest treasure to my life. And I pray it's the greatest treasure to our lives, because this is His work. You know that. Praise the Lord if He sees fit to use us. But why wouldn't He? Because He said through the ministering of the saints, we do minister one to another. And praise God, the ministering happens as we take more of that truth in love and believe it for ourselves, and we grow. And I hope you know, those that are in tune, if you're really in tune, if this rejoicing is in your heart, worshiping for and thanking God for His success in the saints, let me tell you something. Those that have that heart, you do not go unnoticed. And it's not them. It's Christ in them. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. I hope you know, you talk about a value, brothers and sisters. This world doesn't even, well, it couldn't be compared. All of the value of it, it could not be compared. This is the truth of the Word of God. We're talking about something that all creation is groaning for. The manifestation of the sons of God. The appearing, the revelation of that. The unfolding of it all. Hallelujah. Again, the heart of the readied wife. This is her. The true worship. The true worshipers. They worship Him in spirit and in truth. And again, if you go to the four living ones in Revelation, what are they doing all the time? They're worshiping God. They're worshipers. They're not palm wavers. They get down at the feet. They appreciate them feet. Boy, have I been just appreciating the feet of Jesus. Where they've gone and what they did for me. And how they went upon that cross for me. Hallelujah. All right. But then, verse 48. And I bowed down my head and I worshiped the Lord. And I bless the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way. Boy, be thankful. That's how you're going to win Him. This supersedes everything in your life. Thank you, Jesus. You led me in the right way. You led me in the right way. And this is the right way. That I withheld nothing from your way. That I ministered to you the whole counsel of God way. That, praise God, He allowed us to cut our teeth for a long, long time, brothers and sisters. Matter of fact, He gave you that set of teeth. He grew you up. Just like that Shulamite, didn't He? Remember how He talked about her teeth? That full set of ivories. That she could chew and feast upon the meat of the Word of God. This is it. This is who she is. Hallelujah. But I, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. I tell you what, she was coming out of the family of God. Amen. And it is very, very clear. It's not the whole family of God. There are a lot of damsels that went down to that well. But she was the one. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, Abraham, again, it says, which had led me in the right way. And I do want to emphasize the proposal, the errand, this message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, this message of the Lamb's wife, this message that come unto Him out from the camp. That's the right way message. The right way message is not a compromise. The right way message is not good God, good devil, good everybody. The right way message is not the whole bride, the whole church is the bride. That's not the right way message. The right way message is not Well, let's go, and we're in the great time of the Great Commission. That's not the right way message. The right way message is the goodly pearl. That's the right way message. And we need to be bold by God's grace in preaching that message, and especially to our loved ones. You know, God has set you in certain families and things of that nature. God help you in love. But don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. And you talk about the power of God, and you talk about a complete salvation. And as the Word of God, how can we neglect so great salvation? And before that, how shall we escape? You can't. Remember, as it said earlier, brothers and sisters, this was her that it says, hath appointed out for my master's son. You neglect so great salvation. You neglect this errand. You won't escape. You'll go into a tribulation. But she's appointed, praise God, to an out resurrection. She's appointed to a first trumpet rapture. Will you go? Will you go? Here she is. See, the right way, brothers and sisters, leads to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost leads to fulfill the Father's ultimate purpose. As we said, to seek out the goodly pearl, the wife for his son. This is the right way. Isn't the clarity of the Word of God wonderful? Amen. Praise the Lord. See, I'm so thankful that we've known these things for many years. Praise God. I'm thankful to the Lord that you have that. But how about like this? How about light upon light upon light upon light? Not that I've shown you anything here. This is just God revealing His Word. It's always been here. Isn't that wonderful? It's always been here. He's never changed. It's just by God's grace. Do you want to see more? I'll show you around all the land if you want me to. It's all yours. It's my purpose and plan that you go walk through it all. But if you just want that little part, as we know about Brother Hill's mother, he said, well, if I just get in there by the skin of my teeth, I'll be just fine. That's all I want. Unfortunately, that's pretty much the majority of Christianity today. I kind of scare him when I say, no, I want it all. I want it all. I see that he wants me to have it all. And I want to be purposed in that. I want to be insatiable in that. If by any means I attain to that resurrection. I don't want another one. I want that one. I heard an old guy up here say for a long time, whether it's by the highway or the subway, it don't matter to me. That's the one I want. Because that's the one he's appointed for me if I'll just take it. Oh, it's just becoming more real. It was a dream at first, and now it's my breath, it's your life, it's the food you eat. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But here you go. I'll give you more of it here. The right way. In the Hebrew, it means the truth. In the Hebrew, it means the faithful way. In the Hebrew, it means the true doctrine way. There you go. Light upon light, brothers and sisters. I mean, it's there for us to understand anyways. But thanks be to God. If he has us abiding and occupying till he come, thank you, Lord, for that Holy Ghost. He just keeps making it better and better and better. I appreciated my uncle, as I've told you many times, and I was maybe about 20 years back, I was coming out of the restroom, and he was coming in, and I was just kind of beside myself in the Lord. Just he'd hit me. I was just so happy in Jesus, seeing what he'd shown me. And he grabbed me, and he kind of looked at me. He's not here tonight, so I can talk about him. But you know that kooky smile he'll give you. Oh, you hadn't seen nothing yet. And that's the truth. Crazy like a fox. Oh, I'm thankful for those that God in my lifetime has marked those that know the truth. And they usually are a little kooky. Little one-offs from what the world might see or want. But that's the one that Christ says, oh, that's the perfect one for me. That's the guy I was just looking for. Verse 49. And now if you'll deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me. That I may turn to the right hand or to the left. See, the Holy Ghost ain't messing around. Not going to waste her time. Remember, Paul had thoughts of going here and there. God had him passing by them cities. Understand that. Just read the Word of God. You'll understand. We're not in the age of the Great Commission. I'm so thankful however Christ is preached, but my goodness, we're getting all these missionaries ready. They don't even know the message of salvation and they're going out. Get with it. This is the right way message. The right way. All right. See, it's either all or nothing. We're talking about the bride. You're either all in, or we're not going to waste our time. It's either you better get on the camel train now, or we're leaving. Deal kindly. Again, in the Hebrew, it means be faithful in true doctrine. That's what that means. Kindly. That's what kindly is. You know what kindly in your life is? It's wanting the doctrine. It's wanting the truth. Praise God. You want to please God? Faith. And what is faith? His word. It's true doctrine. Hallelujah. Sound doctrine. Praise God. Tell me if that's in your heart is what he's saying. But if not, if it's not by faith, it's not sound doctrine, you don't want this, I'm going. I'm out of here. It's got to be a straight way. And again, it can't be any clearer, brothers and sisters, over and over. If any man preach any other doctrine, let him be accursed. Because it's not the right way. It's grace. And here's the greatest epiphany, if you want to say, of grace, is that my master's son needs a wife. And he wants you. Then quit looking over your shoulder. Take it. Take it. It's you. Praise God. See, God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to Paul's gospel. Paul's gospel, the right way. The word of truth. Hallelujah. Happy thoughts, big events, they won't win him. It must be by faith. And faith in what? Sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. Paul's gospel. That's it. And these hearts, praise the Lord, they were quickened. Verse 50. They say, this thing proceeds from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee good or bad or good. Rebekah's before thee. Take her and go. And let her be thy master's son wife as the Lord hath spoken. She might have taken it. They may have agreed to it. But who spoke it? Who did it? Who said it? Who sealed the deal? The Lord has spoken. And the Lord's spoken for you too. Speak on. Speak on. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Speak on. The Lord has spoken. Isn't that precious? You're his workmanship. Even the faith we have to say, Lord, I will go. The Lord has spoken. I love it. From the mouth of the Lord, there's nothing we can say is what these brothers are saying. We hear him. Behold, take note, Rebekah. Remember, her name means the fat lamb. There she is. She's before you. And isn't that wonderful? That's where you always find the fat lamb, right before the Holy Ghost. That's where she's feasting. She's not going to be anywhere else. She's not going to be running around the house. She's not going to be looking for the fanfare. She's going to be in the way that's going to be the way of suffering. It's going to be the way that takes her away from the camp and takes her unto the master's son for his wife. That's where you always find her. And let her, it says here as we close, enable her, empower her, all by grace, all by truth and love, to be the master's son wife. The Lord has spoken. Again, it's all his word and nothing else. The servant goes a-worshipping again here. In verse 52, it says, and it came to pass when Abraham's servant heard their words. See, he just loves that faith, that most holy faith, doesn't he? Praise God, how he worshiped, how he was so thankful. But he worships, and as we go on here, more and more of all the things of the master's son were given to them, as it said in verse 53, and the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. So she got the best, obviously. But you know what? He gave also to her brother and her mother precious things. How wonderful how that household was so given those things that took hold and laid hold of the Holy Ghost's message. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. It's a wonderful time. But you know what? It was nothing compared to what was coming. Because at the end of that journey, she gets him. She gets him. Hallelujah. And I am so thankful to God, brothers and sisters, that this isn't a story. This is the life that lives in us, if you let it. This is the reality of it all. And if the Lord tarry, I pray your Thursday is much better than you thought it was going to be. Amen? Amen. This in Christ, what one I more. Praise the Lord. Let's stand and be dismissed.